You know how sometimes people just need to vent to you? I want you not to worry. I'm not going to vent to you on this podcast right now, other than about people venting to me. And I don't mind when people vent to me. I appreciate when people need to vent to me. Sometimes people vent to me in text message by sending me text message after text message complaining about a thing that I have nothing to do with. They're not yelling at me. They're not mad at me. They're simply complaining to me about the thing. The person I'm thinking of is specifically my spouse. But she's unhappy with pharmacies and insurance companies. Normal companies to be unhappy with. But sending me just a series of texts. And yeah, that's fun. It's especially fun when I'm on a Zoom and like my eyes can't help but float up to the notification center thing that pops up. Sometimes I will silence notifications on a Zoom. But, you know, when it's your wife texting, it could be very important. I'm not suggesting that these texts are not important. I'm just suggesting that there were a whole lot of them. They're still coming in as I record this podcast. Anyway, let's do this podcast, including the part that we already did, but that part's done.
Your Daily Lex.
I don't know if I've told you about my emergency shirts, my emergency handsome shirts. Maybe I've told you, and if so, I'll tell you again, but with more color and humor and detail. But because I'm on the treadmill, I'm often in shorts and socks and, shoes and a t-shirt. But when I'm going to go on a Zoom, which happens throughout the day, I don't want to just be in a t-shirt. Even though I'm working from home, even though I work for myself, like you want to show people a little bit of something. So I have a couple emergency button-down shirts in my office that I can throw on when I have a Zoom coming up. Sometimes they stay on. Like one's on right now because I'm in between calls. It's fine. But I sometimes have the same call. I'm sorry, I have calls with the same client multiple times in a week, and then I realize, geez, I gotta have more shirts. I can't just always be wearing one of the same two shirts in front of this client, or they're gonna think something's weird. Now, maybe something is weird, but they deserve dynamic shirts. Maybe they don't even notice. Maybe they don't pay attention. Maybe they wouldn't care even if they did notice. Maybe I could just be in my t-shirt. Listen, sometimes I'm putting on my button-down over my shirt, and I'm joining calls with people who are in hoodies or t-shirts of their own, and that's okay. I don't judge it. It's fine. I notice it, but I don't judge it. Really, what I'm thinking is maybe I need like a whole clothing bar in here where I can hang up a bunch of different shirts so I can just have a choice of shirts. I need like a Mr. Rogers setup. I won't change my shoes, although I do that each morning too. I come in and put on shoes because I'm normally barefoot in my house or merely socked in my house, and then I put on shoes for the treading. But I kind of need like a whole array of shirts so that I can just mix and match all the time. Interesting. Mix and match is not the right set of verbs to use there because I'm not mixing and matching. I just need a rotation. I need a rotation of shirts. I'm going to think about that. I wouldn't want it to be messy, nor would I want it to be on camera. Speaking of, I recently remodeled some of the office. As you know, I've got my standing desk / treadmill desk set up. And because of that, my camera now has a different angle on the room. It's still a pretty good angle, but the cat tower that's been in my office for a couple of years was very prominent. And I would frequently get comments like, hey, there's a cat tower. Yes, there is. A cat tower, for the uninitiated, is a thing that cats can climb on. And more than once, I had people say, oh, I wish I was confident enough to put a cat tower in view of my camera, which I think is, at best, damning me with faint praise, because they're implying there's something unpro, something unprofessional, something not good about having a visible cat tower. Now, I don't agree with that assessment, but since I heard it from a couple different entities in a couple separate meetings, I decided to move the cat tower. I couldn't put it in a place where it wouldn't be in view of the camera. So it's now out of the office, and a much smaller cat structure is here for when the cats are in here that is not visible on camera. So a sad change for the cats, but it's fine. I don't mind. It is now so many hours since I recorded that last part. Lauren is still texting me with grumpiness about a specialty pharmacy. And to be clear, again, she has every right to be angry at them. They suck and are terrible. And when you're fighting to get your son's medication that he needs, it's very annoying. But anyway. Actually, not that anybody cares about other people's insurance woes. We switched to a new insurance plan from the same insurance company. It's the same company. And it's really the same plan. I've talked about this before. It's a little bit cheaper. We get it through Lauren's work now instead of paying direct. And they're like, oh, you need to use a different specialty pharmacy from the one you used before to get Liam's injection. And we're like, you are the old company. You told us to use this company. You're like, no, we don't want you to use the company. We use this other company. And the other company, of course, sucks because they all suck. Anyway. What a hodgepodge of an episode this has turned out to be, especially since I recorded it over the span of so many hours. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. Just a few days till the Eagles win the Super Bowl, everybody. So at least that's something we can all be happy about.
Lex.